that's such a long list, but name some of the issues you've done.
The most significant one is obviously the 25th anniversary of the Man on the Moon, which I designed jointly with my father, and the 20th anniversary, which I designed not jointly with my father, and probably the Harry Truman stamp, which was the first stamp I designed back in 1986.
What's your favorite of all of them?
It's got to be the 25th anniversary of the Man on the Moon, which I designed with my father, just because of the fact that it's such a significant event, and my father had designed the 10-cent moon landing stamp in 69, and working with him on a stamp design was really exciting and fun.
What are the challenges of doing a stamp design? I imagine you do other illustration work, but I mean, what are the challenges for a stamp?
Well, the biggest challenge is you're working on such a large scale and it's being reduced to such a small scale. You really have to think differently than if you're doing a painting that's going to be reproduced same size or, you know, even 50% less. You know, these go down to that little 1 by 2 inch square, and it's there's different challenges that you have to overcome.
What are some subjects you'd like to do for a postage stamp but haven't?
Well, one subject I'd love to do for a postage stamp for the U.S. Postal Service is tropical fish. I know they did a series, I think they did a little sheetlet about 5 or 6 years ago that I did not design, but that's a subject I really wanted to do. I've designed some stamps in the Marshall Islands and Micronesia on tropical reef fish, and I really enjoyed doing it. I'm a diver, and the research is fantastic, and that's what I'd like to do.
Do you get to ask them and say, hey, you know, I hear you're going to be doing this issue, I'd like to do the stamp, or is it beyond that point?
No, because nobody ever hears of the issues before they're coming out. They keep, you know, they keep those a secret. So, you know, you can propose stamps just like anybody else can, but they know that I'm interested in designing any stamps they'd like me to design. So I'm available when they call.
Can you say what your next stamp coming out by you is?
No, they're very secretive about that. So no, I can't.
Do you have something in the hopper?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so they didn't announce any of yours for 2003?
No, I have nothing for 2003.
What other countries have you done besides U.S.?
Sweden. I also did that jointly with my father back in for the 25th anniversary of the Man on the Moon. The Marshall Islands, Micronesia, Romania, the United Nations.
Do you collect stamps?
Yes, I do.
Did you collect stamps before you got into this?
Yes, I did. I think I collected stamps because my father was a stamp designer when I was a kid. So I always collected stamps, and I collect space stamps. That's probably because my father was so involved in NASA's space art program.
Is it a family business? Is there a third generation?
There's a third generation, but I don't know if he's going to be a stamp designer. He's only 2 years old right now, so I think we got a long way to figure that out.
Not giving him the crayons and the markers.
Well, you know, he has the crayons, but we're not pushing the crayons on him yet.